Welcome to the third ever episode of In Shane in the Membrane. I am your host. Not the only host, main host, I guess. I think my co-host would agree. Main host, Shane Thompson, with my co-host, Ken H.
Shout out.
I don't think it's a shout out when you're sitting right next to me. I don't know that qualifies as a shout out. It's like just using
someone's, shout out to myself.
Someone's name as when you're communicating with them. I don't think that's a shout out. We'd have to look up the definition. Anywho. I'm going to keep on.
Right off the bat.
I'm going to keep right off the bat, baby. It'd be like a drinking game, but I don't drink. I don't even think, you know, I'm not against it. But I just don't personally. But, you know, people do that drinking game when they, you know, if you could drink to Dr. Pepper or whatever you want. So every time I say anywho, then you have to take a drink of whatever your beverage of choice is.
So that's two drinks so far.
Two drinks. So welcome. Third episode. I hope that you listened to one or two of our first episodes. I thought they were pretty good, but I'm biased, obviously. Ken is also biased. And we are once again recording from the Bronze Ladle Production Studio.
Yes.
In beautiful downtown Burbank.
Burbank, California. Here we are.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma County, Oklahoma
State. We've upgraded
State.
Since the last episode.
We have. Not the studio name.
West just, Coast.
Just the location. And actually, the location of the studio is going to be very pertinent to today's topic. Okay? So without further ado, I'm actually going to jump right into today's topic. All right. And I probably will, my opinions on this will probably be in the minority. And that's okay. That's okay. And maybe 20 years down the road, Shane, maybe a 68-year-old Shane. What's up, 68-year-old Shane? I hope we're still look great and have all our hair and are playing basketball. But maybe 68-year-old Shane is like, wow, I was an idiot and I was wrong for thinking that. And that's okay because I'm open-minded and I can change my mind on different topics. But today, which is in November 2021, age of COVID, this is my opinion. I'm ready to share it.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. So it is regarding gated communities. Gated communities, or if you prefer, gated neighborhoods.
Okay.
Gated neighborhoods. Now, this production studio is in a gated neighborhood, is it not, Ken?
Well protected, yes.
That's exactly right. And not only that, but it's pretty hilarious because there's like, I don't know, 50 neighborhoods in here, okay? I think I'm about right on that. And all but one has a gate, right?
So you're saying, I mean, let's give them okay. A mental picture.
All right.
There's like 8 neighborhoods in this area.
Yeah, on this street. In this little
one
area.
One main street.
Yeah, one main street.
8 neighborhoods. That's correct. Branching off of it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay,
and
I'm following you.
And let's say 7 of the 8 have gates on them. Is that
yes.
right? Okay. I don't understand that one. I'd love to talk to the people that developed that community. Like, why did they go against the trend? Because
they are not protected.
Because Brent and Stephanie C.
Shout out.
Where I think their neighborhood was the first one in here.
I think they were the first house neighborhood.
Wow.
In this area.
Now
yes.
They have since upgraded. Congrats to them.
They may not want to be on this podcast, but
they may not. It's too late now.
Too late now.
You've got my number. Feel free to
too late,
feedback.
Baby,
so this
late.
This one of the 7 that's built without a gate, I would really love to know, hey, why did you guys decide to not build a gate? But the other 7, including this one, have a gate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's so, like a, it's okay, moving on.
Anywho.
Drink. So, I realize that most people listening to this, I really do. Most of my friends, for the record, most of my friends live in gated communities. Okay? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with living in a gated community. That's not what I'm saying. I want to be clear with that up front. Okay? But I have a problem with gated communities. Okay? Even though I don't have a problem with you living in one, I have a problem with them in general. And what is my problem, you may ask? Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you.
What is your problem?
I'll tell you. So, number one, this is a pet peeve and super minor. But number one, I have a problem when I go over to a friend's house that lives in a gated community, and maybe I don't know the code. If I know the code, like here at Bronze Ladle Production Studio, I know the code. And it doesn't change. So I got zero problems getting into this neighborhood anytime I want. The code is, I'm going to tell you.
No. Remember, we're protected.
I know that. But I could just give it to everybody that have it. All right. But if I'm going over to your neighborhood and I'm your friend, I'm your friend Shane, you want me over at your house? You probably do. I'd like to think you do. And you don't give me the code up front. And I'm like, oh, great. I got to come over. Either I'm hoping that I got to follow someone in or, I got to call you from the little call box and hope and pray that's going to your cell or something, because nobody has a landline anymore, right? And hope that you recognize it and you answer it and you know how to push the button to open the gate and all that, right? It's a long shot, okay? And so that's one reason I don't like him, all right? Now, that's pretty petty, but
I think there's some background to this story that the people listening may not know, that I'm kind of analyzing you as we're going along. And okay. I'm going to say, So a lot of people don't know it, but Shane delivers Amazon sometimes.
I was going to tell him that.
This is where this frustration is coming from.
I was going to tell him that. Yeah. No, can you let me tell the story?
Yes, go ahead.
What's the name of the podcast?
In Shane and the Membrane.
Right. Is your name in the podcast name?
No.
Exactly. Hush. Okay? I'm sorry to be a little hard on you, but just hush. I was getting to that part. Okay? Now, on the side, yes, as a side gig, as the kids call it, I do sometimes deliver for Amazon. It's fun. I would do it for free. I hope Amazon doesn't listen to it. Jeff Bezos, just kidding if you're listening. Like, Jeff Bezos is going to listen to this. But I do love it. It's like
shout
a scavenger.
Out.
Yeah, shout out, Jeff. I do love it. It's like a scavenger. Anywho. It's very frustrating. Very frustrating. It's happened multiple times. I'll go to a house. You have ordered something on Amazon. All right. How do you think I'm going to get to your house? I'm going to drive a vehicle to your house. Okay. How do you think I'm going to get through the gate if you don't give me the freaking code? All right. Sorry for the strong language. Put the code. Now, more and more people are getting good. You can leave notes in there, delivery notes on your Amazon profile. You can go in delivery instructions and you can put, here's the code. Okay. And my thought is, well, when you put it, you know, anybody can see that when there's a lot of people that deliver and anybody can see that. So, that's great. If you don't put it on there, and nobody else is going through the gate and I can't get you when I call, I'm going to bring your stuff back to the warehouse. And guess what? It's going to be a day or two later before you get your stuff. And you probably want your stuff. You ain't going to get your one day shipping if I can't get to your neighborhood, get to your house, because there's a gate that I can't get through. Anyway. So yes, that's part of it, Ken. Yeah, I'll agree that that's part of it. But that before I even did the Amazon deliveries, I didn't like it. Once again, like I said, the C's, that you could take that a number way, but that's their last name. I'm not going to say it, but it starts with a C. That were the first in this neighborhood over here near us. I think that happened in the beginning, like coming over to their house, and they're my friend. I want to come to their house, and maybe I want to pop in. Maybe that's gone. No more pop-ins, unless you got the code, of course. I'd have to call them and say, hey, I'm at the gate. Can I come into your neighborhood to just get in? Now here's my thing about gated community. And this is where you're going to come in handy, Ken, because you live in one, okay? Now, I don't think you chose this house necessarily because it was in a gated community. Did that have was it a factor in your decision to purchase this house?
Really, no. I mean, not for me. You'd have to ask my wife if it came into her...
Okay.
Process.
Well, mine was more
location and school district.
Okay. You just said that you had to say no. I appreciate the no, and then let me talk again. So you didn't buy it because of the gate. You were indifferent to the gate, I would think. Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
At that time, yes.
Whoa. Yes, thank you. So I get it. The gate to you is indifferent. Does the gate make you feel safer here in your home?
Not really.
Thank you. Here's my point. If I'm a thief and I want to get into a neighborhood, it's very easy to get in any gated neighborhood I want to get into. First of all, I could hop a fence, right? Now I get it. That's a little more difficult. And if you're going to carry some big things off, maybe you do want your car with you. If I want to get in with my car, I'm just going to wait for someone else. Have you ever, and this is to you, Ken, have you ever gone into a neighborhood and you followed a car into a gated neighborhood and they opened the gate and you just followed them in and they stopped you to then ask if you were authorized to enter the neighborhood?
No, I've never been stopped.
I have been, actually. Now, with Amazon, I have. Now, it's tiny communities. Like, I've gone in some gated where there's like four homes. And they're just like stopping, and they'll get out of their car and say, you know, can I help you? That type of thing. But that's very rare. It's very rare that any neighborhood like this that has more than 10 homes, or I'm going to say, I think that's a one out of a thousand times that someone would be willing to do this. If you live in a gated community, how many times have you done it? You know, and that's going to kind of give you.
Yeah. With my profession, I go to people's homes, and I typically don't have any problems.
Okay. Okay. So point being, if a thief wanted to rob someone in a gated community, they could just follow a car in and they could get in pretty much anytime they want. Now, obviously the traffic in the middle of the night is less, so it'd be a little more difficult for them to follow a car in at say 2 o'clock in the morning, but they still could. They still could. And I think people steal stuff mainly during the daytime anyway, when people aren't at home. Now you may ask yourself, what about communities that have a guard? Right? Those are big time. You know what those are? Can you name me some?
Can I name you some here in Oklahoma City?
Exactly right.
I'm going to say Glardia, yes. Rose Creek.
Yes. Yes and yes. Any more?
No.
Oak Tree 1 and 2. I don't know the difference between the two oak trees. They both have a guard. And let me tell you how easy it is to get in guard. You need a little vest that says Amazon on it. You can probably get one on Amazon for probably $10. You go in and you say, hey, I have a delivery for Amazon. And they say, go ahead. Now, sometimes they say, what's the address? And I just give them an address, and they're listening for the street name. And when it sounds like Skylark or whatever the street is in Rose Creek, they're like, all right, go ahead. They don't take my license plate down. They don't do anything else. They're like, I don't care. I hate this job. I'm only taking it because I've got a criminal record and I smell bad. And I have to sit in this little guard shack. I know. I'm so sorry.
He is offending multiple people.
I really am. And that's not true.
Again, the views of the talent on the show do not reflect the views of the studio.
So you're admitting I'm the talent?
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's all I heard out of everything you said. So I apologize to anyone. They're always nice to me. They're nice to me. I'm not being hard on them. But I'm saying, they know that people are coming and going all the time that don't live in there, that are delivering packages, because we're doing that more and more because this is the world we live in. We don't go out and really get our stuff. We get it delivered to us. So more and more deliveries are occurring, and therefore more and more people not living in a gated community are needing access to a gated community. So, yes, that's part of my problem. The bigger problem is this. I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to tell a little story. In fact, okay. In fact, we're going to go into what I'm going to call story time with Uncle Shane. So, kids, gather around. Your Uncle Shane's going to tell you a story. And I'd like to think that I'm the cool uncle, the one that gives you cotton candy and snow cones, even though your parents said not to. And not, on the other hand, the creepy uncle.
That, like bath time with Uncle Shane.
That your parents aren't necessarily comfortable leaving you alone with. Not that we all have one. We all have one. I'm not that uncle. I'm the snow cone and cotton candy uncle. Do we have that straight?
But that often leads to the other kind of. This is just getting off topic.
I don't know what you're insinuating, Ken.
I don't know.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing. Anywho.
Anywho.
So Uncle Shane's going to tell you a story. This was probably about 10 years ago, I would say. I wanted to take, the neighborhood I live in is not gated. I'm not bragging. It's just not, it's not gated. When I bought it, it was a good deal on the house and the neighborhood's fine, but it wasn't gated. It's fine. Okay. And they built up several neighborhoods around mine and some of them are gated and they're nice neighborhoods. I don't deny that. And they spent a lot of money on these neighborhoods and they spent a lot of money creating ponds. And in fact, stocking these ponds with fish for attracting people to these neighborhoods to buy the lots in the neighborhoods. And I understand that, right? And so you don't necessarily want your neighborhood open to the world when you're spending a lot of money on it, right? It's like your swing set. You don't necessarily want everybody coming in your backyard swinging on your swing set. I get that to a certain extent. So there is a neighborhood less than a mile from my house. And it's a nice neighborhood, and it was pretty new at the time, and they didn't have the gates on it, but I knew that they were going to put gates on it, and I knew that there was a pond in there that we could fish in, and so I took two of my boys and one of their friends, Nolan, shout out, to over this pond to fish. So the boys are probably age 10 to 13 at the time. So three boys with me, 10 to 13. I drive over to the neighborhood. I go in and I park just not even by a house, kind of by the pond. And there's a house across the street, like one house down from where I park, but very close. And I could see, looks like the homeowners, a man and woman outside. And as I'm getting out and I'm getting the fishing stuff out, I can see that he's looking at me. And I'm already thinking, oh boy, you know, here we go. I kind of see what's going on, but he's looking at me and, you know, I look at him and I wave. I don't like look off or anything. I just wave hello, you know, like I'm trying to be neighborly. Hello. And he starts walking over to me and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So he comes in. First thing he says, it's not hello, how's it going? None of that. It's like, do you live in here? And I said, do you mean, do I live in this particular neighborhood or just this area or whatever? I know what he was meaning, you know, maybe I was being a little smart. He said, no, this Ponderosa. I'm going to say the name of the neighborhood. Do you live in here? And I said, no, I don't. I live across the street on the other side of the tracks. That's what it feels like. And he said, well, this pond is for residents only. And I said, oh, okay, okay. Well, I'm going to fish for like an hour with my boys, and there's nowhere else close to fish. And is it really a big deal if we just go over and we're going to throw them back? We're not going to keep them. We're not going to keep the fish. We may not even catch any fish. Can I just go over and fish for a little bit with my boys and you know, experience fishing with them close to my house for just a little bit? And he said, no, you can't. I said, well, what's the main problem here? You know, I honestly wasn't being combative. But I said, why not? I really want to know. He said, well, you don't live in here. And I said, okay. So is your problem that, so he told me, he's like, well, we all paid the homeowner association. We pay for the stock to stock the pond, and we pay for the upkeep of the mowing of the common areas and all that. I said, okay. I said, well, if money's the issue, can I pay you a little bit right now and to offset some of that cost? Because we're not incurring any more costs. I'm not asking you to take on any more costs, but I'm going to offset some. I'll give you something. You want to give me 20? I'll give you $20 if you want me to offset. He said, no, no, no. He like throws his hands up like, no, 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 no. I don't want any money. I don't want to. I said, okay, so it's not about money. So then what's the problem? And he's like, well, it's just for residents only. Residents only. Because we don't want a bunch of people coming in here, you know, that type of thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Now we're getting to the heart of it. We're getting to the heart of it. And I honestly, I was not being combative, but I'm trying to make my argument to say, and he said, well, it's only for residents and for guests of residents. And guess what I asked him at that time?
Can I be your guest?
I sure did. And I said, hey, well, can I be your guest and just go over and fish with you? He's like, no.
That ship's done sailed.
You can't be my guest. And I'm like, I don't know why we can't be friends and I can't be your guest. I don't understand that. I really don't. He realizes he's losing the argument. At least in my mind, he's losing the argument. And he's like, you need to leave before I call the police. And I'm like, call the police? I said, let me get this straight, brother. You're going to call the police. And you're going to tell them that this father and three young boys are trespassing, I guess. And once again, even though there were no gates in the area that I went to, you're going to say we're trespassing, I guess, because we're driving on a road that there's no gate to. And we park and we're overfishing at a pond in your neighborhood, and they're gonna respond to that, and they're gonna come and handcuff me and take me away. Do you think they have bigger fish to fry than this? Do you wanna say something, Ken? I see you're
So there's no gate?
There's going to be a gate. Like there's an area okay. to put gates, but they haven't installed them yet because it's brand new.
Okay.
It's brand new.
Keep going.
But they had signs up.
Okay. Like there no fishing?
They had signs up that just says residents only or something like okay, that. Well. I understand they had signs up. There was no gate. I drove straight through. I didn't follow anybody or anything. And I'm serious with him saying, can you even hear yourself having that conversation? And are you seriously arguing with me right now about this? Now, most homeowners, I took a gamble because most homeowners would not say a thing. But he did. And I packed up and left. I did. And my youngest son, Tyson, shout out. He was almost disappointed with me. Like that I just didn't go ahead and fish anyway. or be more assertive in making my argument. And I thought, wow, you know, he was young at the time. He didn't understand. And I just said, son, sometimes you need to understand that it's a lose-lose from here on out, and you just need to quit to actually gain. So it was time to leave, and that's fine. And we went somewhere else and fished, and I don't remember if we caught anything or not. And I was just so on tilt from that point. I just ruined my whole afternoon. But here's my point. What he was saying is, this is a community. This is an exclusive community with members only. And you are an outsider. It is team us and team them. And you are team them, brother. We are team us. And you are not one of us. And you're not welcome in here. You and your children are not welcome. And I thought, this is a father taking his kids to go fish. And you're going to block that opportunity because I'm not one of you. Now, once again, I understand all his points about we paid for this. And we don't want the whole world using it. And my rebuttal to that would be, is the whole world trying to use it? Or is it just a few people occasionally? Because you're not in a high traffic area. There aren't going to be a lot of people driving through here or walking through here that are going to stop and fish at your place. There's just not. It happens from time to time. Okay. It just really struck me as, wow, do you realize your attitude is a very us and them attitude? And that is anti-Christian. That's not Christian. That's anti-Christian, brother. That's a fact. And I also kind of thought, what would Jesus live in a gated community?
Oh, boy.
Would he, Ken? What do you think?
I just think episode one, no religion.
I know that. But I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm throwing out there for food for thought. I'm gonna stop. I withdraw the question.
Okay.
I withdraw that question.
Yeah, I have some thoughts.
Hang on. I know you do, and I'm almost done. I promise. Okay. I'm almost done. So it leads me to this. It just really, gated communities do not enhance a general sense of community. They do within your own little community. But outside that, they promote anti-community because it is a very much sense of us and them, and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. Now, you may not think that fully, but there's a certain degree of you that thinks that. Okay, now full disclosure, I live in a house, and once again, baiting that question I asked that I withdrew, he probably wouldn't live there. He'd probably actually live down with the homeless and that type of thing anyway. But that's not, I did think about that though, I honestly did. So I don't understand why so many people feel like they need to live in gated communities to protect themselves from the outside world. I don't understand why that's really blown up. And all these developers are saying gated community. That's a selling point because more and more people want it. And then on top of that, to my understanding, if you put a gate up, then you, the homeowner, the homeowners association, then has to pay for the upkeep of the roads. And therefore you have to pay even more than letting the city, the local city take care of the roads. Now, another thing I don't even understand, I would totally be against that financially. I'm like, no, take those gates out because this is ridiculous. So it doesn't really keep out bad guys. You have to pay for your own roads. It creates more of a sense of us and them. I struggle to find the good in a gated community. Ken, your thoughts?
So I think you're talking about a couple of different issues here. Okay. So specifically, you fishing at that on that property, that is private property. It belongs to the homeowners association, probably legally. And again, you know, in my neighborhood, I'm having to pay for a street repair myself and participate in it, even though I don't, in theory, don't want to. But again, we're paying for the upkeep on our area, paying for the upkeep on the common area, upkeep for the pond in that particular neighborhood. So I get that. I mean, that's just a matter of law. So you need to change law if you disagree with that. But the whole idea of living in a gated community, that is an idea that, you know, I see your point, but you're maybe picking on that one area when if you applied that theory to everything out there, then it just, everything kind of falls apart. I mean, why doesn't, you know, a particular business just let everybody in? Why doesn't a theme park let everybody in? I mean, I guess they're wanting to make money. Now it's making money wrong. Yeah. I mean, there's apartment complexes that I probably would not live in that do not allow people in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the standard, I think you're just kind of picking out the gated community. I get it. I get your point. I don't necessarily agree with it, but, you know, I'm probably going to move out of a gated community because I live in one now for some other reasons. But next time I get a house.
Okay. Well, hey, in last word on this, because I'm the main host. I'm the talent, as you said.
Yes, you're definitely the talent.
The joke's ultimately on that dude. Okay, guess why? Because Colby has a friend, Mateo. Shout out, Mateo's my buddy, by the way, who lives in Ponderosa. And guess what he lets us do? Guess what? I'm asking you.
He lets you fish there.
He does.
Which. I mean, Jesus is all about getting revenge and being on top of the situation. So you really stuck it to that guy just like Jesus would. I'm proud of you.
We're going to edit this out. It's too bad you edit because I would edit that right back out. You try to prove me wrong. That's rough. Listen. I'm not what I'm saying. And guess what? I also have the gate code. Boom. The gate code. And so Mateo lets us fish there anytime we want. And there for a while, we were fishing there all the time. I wanted to go
take
that dude's
it, man,
house
living in the gated community. Bro,
I'm not.
Take it.
I guess I'm not your guest, but I'm someone else's guest now. So, yes. Boom, I'm still fishing in your pond,
nice.
Brah. And
exactly
guess what? Maybe I'm gonna
Jesus
take the fish out.
Do.
I'm not gonna eat them. I'm just gonna lay them here on the ground and let them die. No, I'm not gonna do that because I like fish and I don't want to let them die.
Well,
like
Jesus
that.
Would
not,
take a few
tough.
And actually multiply.
He would.
But,
he would. But, he'd go feed the homeowners.
Yes.
He'd feed the homeowners. Now I did. Colby one time. Colby told me. That technically, you know how most neighborhoods that have pools, you have like a bracelet or something you're supposed to wear when you go to the pool.
Okay.
Same thing. You have bracelets here you're supposed to wear when you go fishing or anytime you're out and about. And he said one time a lady called him on it. Now, Mateo was with him. And for the record, every time I've gone, I've been with Mateo. So okay. It's not like we go without Mateo. So a resident is literally right there fishing with us, and we are his guests at the time. And he is allowed to do that. But the resident called them out and said, hey, do you live here? And they're like, yeah, I live here. Mateo's like, yeah, I live here. And he's like, where is your bracelet? And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, you're supposed to wear the bracelet all the time, even when you're fishing. So we know that you're one of us, that you're a good guy, not a bad guy. Right? He's like, are you serious, lady? And he's like, do you really want me to go home and get it? And she's like, no, you don't have to go home right now, but just for future reference, you just know you need to wear it. And he's like, okay, whatever. And so one time he was called out, a homeowner actually told him that he needed to be wearing the bracelet. So anyway, that's enough about that. So if you disagree with me and you got my phone number, call me. I want to hear about it. If you agree, call me. I want to hear about it.
Food for thought.
It is. All right. Enough about that. Now to the main course, the reason you've listened this long, this is your dessert. It is time for
Music with Chick-Chick-Kid.
All right, Ken, you got a good one for us today?
All right, this song was released, I believe, in 1988.
Okay.
1988.
Okay, I was 15.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Can you keep going? Okay, stop. I know it.
Oh, the crowd's like, Chain, come on, Chain.
I know, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, this is bad.
I'm so sorry.
This is bad for hard rock fans.
I'm so sorry. All right, you're going to have to tell me.
Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child. You still don't know it?
Goodness, sweet
oh, my word.
Mine, Sweet Child of Mine.
I that bad? Was the chicken that bad?
No, I think you were good. You did great. You did great.
The chicken may be fired.
Ken, you are the talent in this segment.
Well, it's the chicken, not me.
Okay, the chicken is the talent.
Yeah. Yes.
And I choked, and I'm so sorry. Listeners, I'm so sorry. Wow. I'm going to do better next time. You have my word. I'm like Tim Tebow. I will do better next time. I will not miss another song ever again. No, that's not true, because I probably will.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap for the week. What do you think?
I think it is. Thanks again for listening. And like I said, you got my phone number. Call me. If you don't have my phone number,
I think you can leave comments at after you listen to the podcast.
I don't even know if you can.
I think you can star rate.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to look at any of that. I don't even know if I'm going to look at any of that. So if you want to do that, go for it. Or you could talk to a friend of yours about it if you want. Maybe it starts a conversation with a friend. Go for it. But otherwise, see you next time.